Hard.
All right.
There's a way to get all these people lined up somehow. There we go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our, let's see, what call is this? It's the third call for NEPT today. It's a call, this is content questions. Anything you want to ask, we can talk content, we can talk strategies. I mean, first I like to start with content. And then after that, if people are, you know, having something else with a case or something, then they can do that. They can ask questions about that. Sorry. My kids like to come in and distract me when I'm talking. So who has anything you want to discuss? It doesn't have to be a specific question, but if it's a particular topic within the content that you want to talk about, cause I know there's a lot there, we're almost finished. I think we only have three more presentations to go in the food religions piece. And then we're foundations is completed. We've been giving everybody access to everybody as we do them live to the calls that we've been doing. And then once you get there, if you've just started with us in, you know, the last few months, once you get there, you'll be able to, just get the whole module. But like this, we're just doing it set up, and you should be able to go back to the Instant Teleseminar recording to watch those. But everything interacts. Like today, as we were talking about the particular food principles topic of plant-based diets, we referred back to the presentations we did in micronutrients about vitamin A and 12, B12 and all that. So anybody have a particular topic you want to discuss? Anything you'd like to talk about? Anything you're confused about? Anything you just have questions about? Want to know how to apply? No? Well, I'm kind of talked out. I can't make something up. I can make something up if you want, but I don't know what you want to hear. Throw out a topic and I'll talk about it if it's something that you want more information on. Who made it to the call today for the, there's Lynette. Who made it to the call today on the genetics of blood sugar balance? You ready? Zane, you were on for a little while, no? I thought maybe. Earlier today on the genetics of blood sugar balance. You got the email about that one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I was working, so I couldn't get away.
The blood sugar balance was good.
Yeah, there was a lot of good information.
Yeah.
I have a question for you about some of the content. So I'm going to be delivering a presentation to about stress and the impacts on the body. And I looked through some of your materials. It's the one with the pillars. And you have a presentation on stress and the impacts on the body. Are we able, so as practitioners, to use your presentations, or do we need to create our own?
So you need to create your own. I'm not giving you my PowerPoints, but if you want to, you know, make them similar, feel free, right? The ones that I gave you, there's two that I've given you so far that you can actually take and swipe and, you know, just actually use the PowerPoints on, and that's in the insulin resistance and the digestive system.
Okay. That's why I'm asking. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, but you're welcome to look at them, and, you know, I've seen, like, a lot of people create presentations for their groups, and, it's, you know, you learn the information. It's similar. I just want you to put your own twist on it.
Right. Okay. Very good. The other question I have is, so I started the pregnenolone like we had talked about on the case study. And so I was just curious, how long does it take to start seeing results? I'm actually having a really hard time sleeping right now. Like, I wake up at like 2 to 4 hours after I go to bed. I've been taking the melatonin and stuff like that. And I'm still having a hard time.
So, how long have you been taking the pregnenolone?
Just since the case study that we did, so it's been a couple of weeks.
Like a couple of weeks. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it could take a while with pregnenolone because it's looking at balancing the whole cycle. It's different. So you're taking how much melatonin?
I was taking 5 and now I'm taking 2, and I actually just got a bottle of, 3 milligram that's a 6-hour time release. So I'm going to start taking those and see if those help.
Okay. So if you're taking 5, and 5 didn't work, why'd you go down to 2?
I ran out.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go up. I'd go the other direction.
I tried a different product. It's called Drift Off, and it's got, like, valerian and, you know, a couple of, you know, different added you know, herbs or whatever. So
do you, so you go to sleep, you fall asleep fine, but you just wake up a couple hours later. Yeah. You know, I would probably go, the time release might work, because you are falling asleep, but then it's not lasting. So that's a good theory. If you were having trouble before in terms of falling asleep, then no, it was just always the waking up part.
You know, it's interesting because this just started. And, it, you know, I'm like, well, is it the supplements? You know, am I taking supplements too close to bed? Mm-hmm. Is it I'm drinking?
How long ago did it start?
Just actually a couple weeks ago, like right when we did the case study. It was right around that time.
Right before that it started.
Yeah, but
you're not taking pregnenolone at night, right?
You said take it in three doses, so I do I do two pregnenolones, like morning and then, midday. And then the, PPR cream from Dr. Quebecca, which has about an equal amount of pregnenolone in it. So I've been doing that at night. Am I not supposed to do those at night?
It could interrupt GABA production, which could affect sleep. Okay. So I would try that. I mean, all the little variables, some people can. I've taken it at night. It never affected me. But a lot of people do have trouble. So you can have your third one before dinner, like no later than 6-ish if you go to bed at a normal. You go to bed at like 11 or so.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would do. You haven't looked at your cortisols to see if your evening... I can't remember.
They're a little lower than they were supposed to be.
They were lower than they're supposed to be.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I can pull out my results.
I just wonder, because it's high cortisol that usually affects falling asleep or staying asleep. And I'm wondering if you're going down and then you're peaking, you're starting to come back up again during the night. But you said it started. What did you change right before that? What did you change right around the time?
Probably taking supplements because I hadn't been taking supplements, but I just, you know, the other day I stopped taking my supplements for a couple of days and, it didn't seem to matter. I did work out 2 days in a row, like around 6:30 in the evening. And those two nights I actually slept fine. I woke up, but I went back to sleep.
Mm.
I don't know what the exercise is doing that may be helping, but, the nights that I don't exercise, I'm definitely not sleeping well.
Okay. Well, that's a good signal. I wouldn't want to suggest something like Adrenochrome with the phosphatidylserine if you're on the low side at night. Might not be your best bet. It's probably not cortisol. When you wake up, is your mind going racing?
It's just, I'm awake.
You're just like wide awake.
I'm just awake.
After 2 to 4 hours. Okay. But then you're exhausted in the morning if you actually stay out. Yeah.
Yeah, today I needed a nap in the middle of the day because I get a nap. So I...
Well, you know, here's the dream thing you can try. And I've had it work for some people. Is, and you want to do this when you're not working during the day, but is you actually just skip a night of sleep. And you go to bed early the next night. So, you know, if you're jet lagged, if I've ever done an overnight flight and I just don't sleep during the day that night, I go to bed at 9, it just totally resets your cycle. That might be helpful.
I can show you my labs and pull them up if you want to see them.
Yeah, sure. Let me just turn, there's this big bright light on I had on earlier. I'm going to shut it off. In my eyes. Okay. Yeah, no, your nighttime's low. You wouldn't. But it is possible that you start to climb up. But I wouldn't guess at that. You know, you might be climbing up and getting up because you're pretty high here. But I don't know that for sure. So there's I would just play with a bunch of different things that are going to keep you asleep. I mean, I think I would go with the time release, but then you might want to add a little extra, see if that's enough. How much is the time release? 2, 5, 3?
It's 3. So what I could do is take the 3 time release and then take the 2, the other one that has the valerian root in it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Does,
well, here's the thing. Did you start the valerian after all this happened, or would you?
No, this is part of the drift off.
Right, but did you, when did you start that?
A couple of days ago when I got it in the mail.
Oh, okay, just a couple of days. Some people have a paradoxical response to valerian.
Oh, okay. Keeps them awake. I think it's got gamma in it, and I mean, it's got, I can,
stuff in it, yeah. It sounds,
you
like,
want me to get a bottle?
If you want to, I mean, and then dose-wise, are you taking enough of it?
I'm taking the recommended dose, too.
Yeah, because sometimes the recommended dose is just a safe dose for the manufacturer not to get in trouble.
Right. Okay. Go get the bottle of
it. Yeah, get it. Who is it that says, oh, it's, I think it's Eva, who says, no. Is it Eva? No. No, it's somebody on Sweet Spot that has really great results with GABA flow. You know, it's all dark.
Of course, I can't see the label.
Can't see the label? You take a picture or no? That won't work.
Sign of getting old, can't read things that are small. Oh man. All right, so valerian root, 150 milligram. GABA, 100 milligram. Tryptophan, 100 milligram. Chamomile extract, 100 milligram. Passion flower extract, 100 milligram. Lemon balm extract, 100 milligram. Hops extract, 100 milligrams, and then melatonin, 2 milligrams.
Two. All right. Well, it sounds like a good formula, but it's it may take a while. You just started it a few days ago. So that could take a little while to kick in. I would say you'd certainly be safe trying two, so I would give it a week on that. If it's not doing it, then you can certainly go up to two on that and see. But do that, you know, keep with that thing, and then add the time release. Melatonin, yeah. Plus that, because you were taking 5 before, so going down doesn't make total amount.
My issue has never been falling asleep. I fall asleep, no problem.
Yeah, but it's staying asleep.
Staying asleep, and it's only in the last couple of weeks. I mean, or last month. It's really.
You've never had that problem in a previous thing.
I mean, a long time ago, and it fixed itself.
Yeah. So and what were the supplements you added that you said you went back on supplements?
Oh my gosh.
Any vitamins that you're taking at night?
Well, you know what I've added is the chromium picolinol, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
I added that.
You take it at night?
I stopped taking them at night and I started putting them all in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I'm, you know, giving my body time to process it. But the stuff I take at night is usually just my minerals. You know, my vitamin D, my calcium, magnesium, trace minerals, you know, stuff like that.
Those shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, no B vitamins, so.
No, I take my B's every
day.
I did start taking thiamine recently, but that's.
At night or during the day?
And I take it. But I only take B complex like every other day because I was getting flushes. Just taking wine.
Really? I accidentally took took a niacin. I picked up my supplements and I started muscle testing. And, oh, I need all these. And then I started taking them like niacin. Ooh, how many am I supposed to take? Two? And then I just said, oh, what the heck I did. And then about an hour later, I'm sitting going. It's like hot and I was itchy and. Okay, there goes the niacin. I wonder why I needed that.
Yeah.
I would say let's give that supplement a chance, but it's really a matter of why. Like, why are you suddenly having trouble with that? So what shifted? No other food changes, exposures?
Nope.
No, you know, caffeine in something?
No, I've cut out all caffeine because since we did that case study call, I've cut out all caffeine.
Okay. And then before that is when you started. It wasn't since you did the stuff from the call that you had started the sleep problem.
It was right at that same time, but it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, give those two a try. Give the try to the melatonin, the increase. I mean, I've had people take as much as 10 or 15, and then you back it off because you don't want to stay on that for a long time. But just at least to get yourself getting the good night's sleep, you can try the, you know, the 24-hour up. Well, it would be more than 24 hours, but the stay up to the night. I've done that, and I could get really great sleep. 12 hours, no problem. And then increase. I would definitely increase that other stuff because that's pretty, you're taking pretty low dose.
Okay. And I'll add the timer this morning and hopefully that'll help.
Okay. Cool. Keep us posted.
Okay, cool. And just FYI, you had told me to take the Bifidus probiotic and I started taking that and it is helping.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Great. So definitely helping with the constipation.
Great. Oh, good. That's good to
hear.
Yeah,
I got that. So.
Yay.
I'm getting on the liver heart cleanse call, which is right now.
Okay. Liver heart cleanse call. Oh, is that Jane's?
Yeah, Jane's call.
Okay. Got it. That means
you're on. All right. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Who else? Any other questions, comments, things you want to discuss? Raise your hand. You can open up your mic. You can.
I've got a question. I'm not sure how to raise my hand.
Okay.
Hi, it's Brenda Bernardin. How are you?
Hi, Brendan. Brenda. Let's see. Okay. Gotcha. There you go.
I have an IRSPT question. So I've been working with Wendy, my client, and I brought her to the case call last time, a couple weeks ago, and she definitely has insulin resistance, so we've been working with all the elements. And her question is, and I'm not sure how to answer this, is that her blood sugar has been all over the map. And I just want to know, is this normal when we're trying to increase sensitivity? For example, she'll wake up, her fasting blood sugar is over 100, and then previously it'll be in the 80s the rest of the day before meals. It gets really high, and then it goes down when she eats. So
is she consistently high in the morning, or is it just erratically high in the morning?
It sounds like it's consistently high, like 94, 95, some mornings over 100. Okay. And she does have trouble sleeping, so I think it's probably cortisol revving up. Would that make sense?
It could be, in, you know, cortisol elevations during the night, and it's always an issue of why is the cortisol elevating over the night. What was her status before she started, and how long has she been doing the sweet spot diet lifestyle?
It's pretty new, I'd say not even quite 2 weeks.
Okay.
And she's added in the chromium polynicotinate.
Okay.
4 times a day. So she's just wondering, and, you know, I'm trying – to prevent her from going crazy with the numbers and just keeping it as a tool and a guideline for what's happening. But I'm just curious too.
So she never tested it before though, right? She wasn't testing it before. So we don't know where she was.
Nope. This is all brand new.
Before changing it all. So, a lot of times when it's higher in the morning than it is the rest of the day, there is some sort of stressor going on overnight, whether it be a hypoglycemia, right, where it's dipping too low because for whatever reason, taking chromium right at bedtime for some people works miracles, and for some people it causes them to go too low overnight.
So
I would say maybe if she's taking chromium at bedtime, to stop that at bedtime and see. That makes a difference because that could cause her to go crash in the night and then cause a cortisol.
Okay.
Just guessing, right? So we're just kind of
see
what it could be. Some people that are high in the morning have parasites, and parasite mamas lay their eggs overnight, and that causes a stress in the body. So elevated in the morning can be that. If it's, you know, she's just – if we don't know where she was before, so she may just be always been like that, and it's just going to take a little bit of time to get it down. People expect they start doing this experimentation and testing, but in the meantime, you know, it just doesn't change overnight. We lay it out in like a month of testing and getting used to it, and then a month of like really intense doing it. And so by the end of that, we're seeing it stabilize. So I wouldn't worry about it. What I would be looking at is looking at her postprandials and seeing if there's anything that really does cause it to go high, but also it sounds like she might actually be hyperinsulinemic and it's causing a crash. So if you say she's usually lower after meals than she would be before meals, then I would be making sure that she's testing all the way out to 3-4 hours and see if she goes super low.
Okay.
That could be what's happening overnight as well, that she's way too much and then crash. So we just need more data. So is she testing every 15 minutes? Is she doing?
She was doing that, but then she was going a little bit crazy, what she would call stabbing herself so often. So I said, well, just, you know, take a break then. But initially she did do that.
Now it sounds like she's a high strunger. She's stressed out. She have other things that she's stressed about.
She does tend towards some anxiety, and she's working on that. The heart math, guiding her on that. And, I mean, she doesn't have work stress anymore. She's retired. So
good. Yeah, I would say if she's, here's the thing, people, okay, there's these five elements that we're trying to balance, right? There's the diet, there's stress, there's sleep, there's all this stuff. And what, just because you're when you're starting it out, if you haven't really gotten up to that being the norm, you're really, you know, getting one of those devices to see how often, you know, the little clip on the ear heart math devices, because a lot of people think that they're, oh, I'm not stressed. And then they're seeing that they're in sympathetic dominant mode all the time. So their cortisol's
right.
That's something that takes longer to get in place than the food. I mean, you can do it and you do it and you just have to keep retraining your body. But still, if you're doing it 5 times a day, the rest of the 20 some hours a day that you're not doing it, you're still in your old patterns. So it takes a while to get that going. So I would encourage her to just say, you're on the right track. This is normal. It's the first few weeks. There's a lot of adjustment. And as you're into this more like into it a month and we start to really get stable on everything, then you should start to see changes. Now, if not, then we're looking at some, I don't know if you made it to the call this afternoon, which was on the genetic pieces, but you may want to be getting genetics tested to see if she has any of those particular markers. But I would look to make sure she's taking the supplements, she's taking the full doses, and then you start to add other things, right? So you look and you go, okay, so the basics, if after a month it's still all over the place and it's not stabilizing, you go, well, let's try something else. So let's try adding some berberine to this, lipoic acid to this, and you go through the foods to keep it stable. Right. Cause you know, it's not something that you just do and 2 weeks later you're off again. Right. And that's the thing that people, you know, I'm poking. And then they're getting stressed out because they're poking.
Exactly. And she has insomnia issues. So it's really hard for her to get that sleep piece down. So she's working on that one.
Oh, that you left that piece out. Of course she's waking up with high glucose. She is insomnia. She's not sleeping.
Yeah.
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 Tossing, turning, that's it. So it's really the focus needs to be, you know, make sure she's getting the diet pieces down, but really focus on the sleep. What's keeping
her?
Is she not falling asleep or is she waking too many times?
She can fall asleep okay, but it's the waking and the tossing and the turning. And this has been a 10-year plus problem.
Okay.
Well, I think pretty much since menopause hit. Yeah.
Yeah. That explains it. She's not going to get in 2 weeks in. She's not going to have her blood sugar stable because she started eating better.
Right. Yep.
Right. So, and that's very stressful. So you're tossing and turning all night.
Yeah.
That's a super stressful event. That's going to get the blood sugars up.
Mm-hmm.
So what has she done? Does she have a plan? Has she tried a bunch of stuff to get herself to sleep? Does she do the hygiene, the lights, the turn off the lights,
She does the glasses and the dimming and all of that. And she keeps refining. But it's really something biochemical. The one thing that tends to help her is using the medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really an issue.
Yeah, right. I remember we had this conversation about her last week. Now I'm back.
Yeah.
That sleep stuff. So I'd be looking and exploring the different avenues, right? You can start with experimentation. Get some tryptophan, have her get some GABA, and then try both. Okay. Like take the tryptophan at bedtime, do that for a couple of nights, see if that works. And not, you know, give it a week. If it doesn't work after a week, then switch to the GABA. If that doesn't work, then you can try the two together to see.
Okay.
Yeah, getting her cortisol tested. I don't remember if she'd had her cortisol tested to see if it's going up.
We looked at the Dutch, and you were impressed at how much reserve she
had. Oh, that's right. Now this is coming back. That's who it was, right?
Yeah.
She had a lot of reserve, and she's very high.
Yes.
She was super
very high.
Yeah, so phosphatidylserine would be, we talked about that, right? Doing phosphatidylserine.
Yes.
You can do it at all the points.
She's taken up to like 6 of them at night.
Okay. And what about during the day, during those high points? Does she do it during the high points during the day as well?
I think she's only tried at bedtime.
Okay.
So during the day, too.
I want to try, you know, one, just do one. Well, I don't have them memorized in my head, but I remember it being high. So
yes,
okay. I would do it like 2 hours before any of the high points, and if they're all, then just do it 3 times during the day, and then at bedtime. And then she might be a good candidate for the phosphatidylserine in the cream form, the adrenochrome. And then she can just slather that on at bedtime, and then if she wakes up. And that could help a lot because it's got other stuff.
Okay.
It's got other stuff in there as well.
Right. Yeah. I like that product.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And when you say GABA, do you mean the Pharma GABA?
I would either do Pharma GABA or GABA Flow from Apex, or they took it off the market, but you used to be able to get Picamilin, which was, it was mixed with or compounded to niacin, but I think
it's okay.
But any of those, you know, but try it as a trial. Try the tryptophan. If that works, she can keep taking it. But if it's still not 100%, she can try upping the dose. I'm trying to think what the dose. I think they're usually 100 or 150s each. So I wouldn't go more.
I'm pretty sure she's tried it, and I can't remember. Are there some genetics that are contra?
Well, you know, COMT could be, although
she has,
yeah.
She does. Okay.
Yeah. And does she have the GADs?
She does.
Yeah, go with the GABA.
GABA, okay.
Yeah, and it may take a couple of different tries of different brands. I know that Sandy, who's in the sweet spot, swears by the GABA Flow. She said, boom, it puts her right out at night.
GABA Flow.
GABA Flow from Apex.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've taken the GABA Core. Is that the same?
No, I don't think so. She said it's GABA Flow, but I don't know it well.
And their
taurine is a precursor to GABA, so you can always add taurine. Some people do well with inositol at bedtime. So I think it's going to be having very focused trials.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Great. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
Leave your
Thank you.
Home. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have school-related questions.
Okay, good.
Elaine.
Okay.
Okay, so did I miss it or am I doing something wrong? I thought there was a progression marking on each one of the modules that says what you had completed. Did I miss
later that? Modules, and we're going back. So that wasn't in our original membership site. So the new modules all have that. And the, IRSPT has it and CMDS has it, but we're just slowly putting it into the others. So we have somebody that's working on that.
So that's what it is. I'm seeing it in the digestive module, and I'm not, because I'm in the macronutrients, and I keep on losing where I am. It's like, what are
you
doing?
I love that thing because it keeps you, helps you keep track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It really helps
you. We're working on it.
Okay. Well, no pressure at all. Okay. And then how do I go about getting, I could be wrong, but can't I request a particular module be opened early? It's my next, I have through module 7 and module 8 is at home testing, and I'm getting ready to do at home testing. Like the Dutch testing with my
now
family.
There should be, I should be able to just click a link. I had requested that and I don't even know where it is. So I'll have to ask one of the guys in the Philippines that does it, but I should be able to just give you a tag.
Is that something that you advise? Should I bother doing that? Or I was just kind of thinking it might be good to look at that as we're doing it, so I kind of have a better.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very small module, so it's an easy module to do. It doesn't even have a video. It just has an old audio that I recorded, and it's on the shelf for like, okay, let's make slides and turn this into a video. But, I mean, it's just basically guiding you through a booklet that's the at-home testing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, so if that's something that you're feeling like you want to have, then for sure we could do that.
It might be a good idea, because I know I'm listening to all of the different presentations, as many as I can catch. And I love watching them and everything, but then when I try to take it and apply it to my family, why we're doing it and what we're doing it for, because we have, you know, everybody's different. So it's like, okay, do I want to do this one or this one? Or the combination, although I have a combination that you recommended a few meetings ago that will do, but I'm just wondering, is there anything else that we should be doing?
Yeah, so the at-home testing is actually just to make sure you're clear. It's like the vitamin C flush, the pH testing, the mineral testing, all the tests that you can buy stuff and people can actually do at their own home.
Oh.
Not lab testing. It's not like organics or any of that stuff. It's more stuff that people can actually do in their own home and you can teach them how.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it's completely different from what I'm thinking it is then.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'm good with that.
Because the lab test, what we have is an individual module per. So, and those are only partially up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And I'm right now in macronutrients and basically doing digestion in tandem.
And you haven't gotten to the lab testing yet.
No.
That's in module 6, I think, right?
Yeah, that's the one that I was wondering about getting access to.
Oh, that's not at-home testing.
It's called at-home testing.
No, there should be one that's called blood chemistry. That's the one you'd more want.
That's module 9.
Blood chemistry is 9? Really?
Uh-huh. Although I thought I got something in the mail on blood chemistry, something opening up, but it didn't look like an email from you. It looked like I was getting access to an attachment or something, but I haven't looked at it yet. I just got it like yesterday maybe. And it was titled blood chemistry. I thought it was from you, but not you, but I don't know what that was. Let me go see if I could find it.
Yeah, find it and forward it to me. I'll figure it out.
Let me see.
I'm going into the site right now. I think we rearranged the order of them so that I don't remember where. Okay, my sites. There we go.
Yeah, I could be wrong because I'm just pretty much seeing a bunch of emails for you, and I'm trying to hit as many as I can. So maybe I misunderstood.
Okay. Because today was the genetic one.
And I meant that. I got that one. No, this was like something was opening access to me or not like a meeting was coming up.
Oh. We didn't open any access. We've been testing a whole bunch of them. We have 3 more modules to open up, but we didn't open any.
Access to the blood chemistry software itself?
Yeah.
Oh, the blood chem software. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
I'm okay to have that.
Go for it. You should be able to link in there and use your same user ID and password that you use for the site to go there. And that way you can put in any of your labs but they have great learning tools in there too. So you can click on things to find out like what does it mean if it's low? What does it mean if it's high? Yeah. Really good stuff.
That sounds like exactly what I need because I'm listening to y'all and it's like, I know you were looking at I think it was a Dutch test recently, And it was when you loaded up on the share screen and we're talking about it, and you were talking about, oh yeah, she's in stage 3 adrenal fatigue, I think. And I'm over here, why? You know, obviously there's something I need to know, but
yeah,
I don't know.
But, you know, here's the thing. The lab, the case study calls help you get ahead. But I always say to people, look, if you're not up to those areas yet, just listen. It'll sink in. It'll sink in. It'll get better and better. There's a whole module on Dutch testing.
Okay. Good.
And that hasn't been, we haven't hit that one yet.
Okay. And I think it's just the more I hear it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because every time I see you talking about something or pointing to something or somebody asks a question, that's just one more thing that's filed in my brain, and I figure somewhere 20 years from now it'll all make sense.
It'll be a lot sooner than that. There's a couple of ways, like if you wanted to, well, the Dutch is relatively, you know, it's relatively new. I mean, I've been doing it only for like a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah.
So most of the adrenal stuff is from the other. We went over it at Shine last time, so if you wanted to review the videos at Shine for that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And there's also the Shine, which you guys have access to the back Shines you're supposed to.
Yeah.
There was one on the HPAT axis, I think it was 2014. And that has a lot of stuff on adrenal stuff, so if you wanted to go like, why? That goes through the stage.
Through all that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know in relation to Dutch, I went to go look at your lab testing page under NEPT, and there you have four separate listings for tests that are titled Dutch, and then it has a subheading.
Yeah, so Dutch Complete is what we went over last week with Brenda's patient.
Okay.
And that has the adrenals as well as all the sex hormones with the metabolites, and it also has melatonin. And then they have the Dutch Cycle Mapping, which is just the sex hormones mapped throughout the month for premenopausal women who are having, you know, dysmenorrhea and PMS and all that. Then they have the adrenal only, so you don't have to do all the sex hormones with it. You can just, like, say you did a test and it was perfect except the adrenals. You don't have to go back and do the whole thing. You can just do the adrenals. And then they have the sex hormones only. So there's those three, really. There's one test that's complete, and then you can get each of those parts, and then there's the cycle mapping.
Oh, okay, so if it's your first time to do it, you want to do the complete.
I do the complete.
Okay, and then following up 3 months later, if you've seen that first complete one shows that you have a problem in this area, then you go 3 months later or whatever.
3 months later, you might do the whole thing again if you have trouble in both areas, but you might just do it, like in her case or client's case. As far as I remember, most of the problem was in the area of, I can't remember now, but it was one area or the other. Because I know she was high in the adrenals.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would want to go back and do that again. So you can go back and do follow-ups without having to do the whole thing.
Well, that filled in the big gaping hole that I could not figure out. That, now I get all of these other conversations just because of that one sentence you just said. So, okay.
And one thing you can, if you want to really learn more about the adrenal stuff before getting into the full-on adrenal module, which has got like 7-12 parts or something like that, then you would go to the HPAT access from Shine. And I don't know if you have this. I'll share my screen real quick so we can see. But along the side, we had done a small little adrenal program last year. Your screen. And this one. All right. So this is the dashboard for the program. And these are all your different things. As a full, like a mastery member, you should have advanced clinical resources.
Yeah.
This one you won't have. This is an old program we're incorporating later. CMDS, insulin resistance, NEPT, practice building. And I don't know if you have this one right below practice building.
Okay.
There's adrenal fatigue training. It was a very informal kind of thing. We just did 3 calls. They were live. It was mostly case studies, but it repeats things over and over. And then you're going to see a lot of those case studies done again and again in the full-on adrenal. So it's all about repetition, repetition, repetition.
Okay.
That's how I feel comfortable with this stuff, because I've done it over and over and over and over again.
All right.
Okay.
I'll go look for those.
Yep. And then the other thing, use the thing in the blood chem. I'm just going to look to see when the blood chem software is. Overview cellular metabolism. So you said you're on macro or micro?
I'm on macro right now.
Oh, you're on macro. Yeah, I wouldn't bother with the, because micro is going to be big. Micro is like 20 hours.
Oh, okay.
It's an hour on every single nutrient. You can really learn it, really learn it. And then you can go back and, you know, review. History taking is a light one, but it's super important. Digestion, you're already going through. Physical exam, again, super important, but not the heavy, you know, stuff. And then you have blood chem. So I wouldn't get ahead at this point. It's okay. Home assessment that you wanted, but I don't even think home assessment is what you really, feel simple.
And it sounds like I really need the other one. So I just need to keep on trucking the way I'm going.
And then go in and put whatever labs you have for your family members, clients, whatever, into that blood chem software and see what the reports say. And then look at all the stuff. You're going to learn a tremendous amount from looking at what they say.
And the blood chem software is the table that you have referred to during different case study calls.
Different. It actually provides you with a report, but there's the table is more this one. It opens up as it's the one that's up here, support resources.
There it is. Nope, I saw it.
Is that came in the box file up? Case, no. Lab resources. There's another one here. This whole thing is going to be.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
It's there somewhere and I can't even find it. It's crazy.
That's okay. I'll Google for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the things for everybody to know, we are in the process of redoing our non-practitioner site with the new members because it's gotten slower and slower and slower. And we hired a professional and they said, this wasn't done in the most efficient way possible. So the more people you add, the more modules you add, the slower it's going to get. So we're going to move that over and then we're looking at doing the same thing with it here and really cleaning up the back end so that it's not so confusing.
Okay.
Bad enough. Yeah. I mean, the material alone is deep,
a lot
intense. I want the site to be as clean and easy on the eyes and comfortable as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. That's fabulous.
Cool. So who else?
Hi, it's Sequoia.
Sequoia, hi.
I'll switch my camera on here.
Hey there.
Hi. So I have a question. On the food religions, there's an assignment, and so I would like to do the ketogenic diet. Do I get any okay for that, or how does that work?
No, you can just do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it was set up, but I'm fine. You know, I didn't want everybody to do the same diet. I wanted to get a variety. So, yeah, you can do it. What does it say in there? I don't even know.
It just has a list of
of the diets,
and then it says it's not exhaustive. You can add to this.
You can add to it. Yeah. So does it have a place you're supposed to go and write in what you're doing?
No.
No.
It just says to ask.
It just says to ask.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was. I don't know if there's. You know, like another one that we did, an assignment we had a document that we went in, a Google document that we went in. So I don't have that. If we have, I don't see a link to it. So.
Well, we're going to be going through and figuring out what the best way to do these, because I don't want those to be confusing and we need to kind of keep track of who is doing it and when. But, you know, yeah, ketogenic is good.
Okay. I've got my dibs on that one.
All right. You got your dibs. I mean, there's more people than there are things, but we also, and I just feel like it's just going to naturally, you know, like the whole marbles and they find their balance and all that. It'll find their balance. But if it turns out that there's 25 ketogenic diets versus, you know, two histamine diets, then I'm going to go, oh, we know we have enough. So I just do want to get enough. But she just said, it just said to,
there's a separate sheet. The separate assignment sheet and it has it on there.
Okay. I'll look. Let's see. I've got it up here. So let's look. And that was in the food religions one. Okay. Okay. So okay. So assignment. Usually the PDFs open right away. That's weird. Wonder what's going on. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay. Get one food religion very well, understandably. So you choose your topic. On an available support call, you're doing it, or write to confirm your selection. So, but that's not a, yeah, that's fine. I'll ask Glenn how, you know, if she worked it out with Stacy, how we're supposed to do it. Cause we should keep track of who takes stuff. So I can easily say, no, I know that 12 people are doing that already. So why don't you take something else?
Well, the last one, we had a Google Doc and we just went in and ticked what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought they were going to do, but I don't know. I'll ask Glenn what the status, so if she knows anything about it.
Okay, so next question. CMDS. Now, yes. When, as somebody just do it, say it was somebody just doing the, not doing the CMDS, and but they're doing the NEPT or the foundations or whatever, they come to the digestion module.
Yep.
And there used to be 10 topics or thereabout. And then there was another 10 added or more.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm trying to find out is, so I already took the post-test for the digestion model. Now, what am I expected to do? I'm kind of a bit confused.
Well, like, you can take it again if you want, or you just got credit for it. What I have somebody, we moved over from that exam professor to doing the exams right here. And as Czar is doing those, he's marking people if you've completed it. So if you've already completed it, you'll get marked in our database that you completed it. So you don't have to, but not a bad idea.
But if you're doing the CMDS, you have to do it. Is that right or not?
Oh yeah, yeah. If you've already, see, they wouldn't have had access before.
Right.
Right? So they wouldn't have had access. So yeah, they would have to do it.
Okay. And then, so are the exams now going to be all on the module content page instead of the separate post-exam page? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and yes. And then that way it can tag right into our in database, so your record gets marked that of all the tags, the exams you completed. Whereas before we had to go into a separate software and try to figure out who did what exam. Okay.
So now so the problem that I came across here where it says completed the exam is it wouldn't let me tick it because I hadn't completed the exam on that page, but I completed it on the older system, right?
Yeah.
So that was, I'm like, okay, what do we do here?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I would say just go do it. Just go do it. It won't take you very long. You already know the stuff.
Yeah, but I've already done the exam. I've already done it on the other system.
I understand. It's not going to hurt to do it again, and then you'll be able to check it off. And it's a good review.
Okay.
I don't know how many questions it is. Let me look.
Well, some of them are a lot. Some of them are like, you know, some of them are huge.
Well, the digestion, we added them at the end of each, we added short little ones at the end of each module.
Yeah.
And they're usually 5 to 10 questions.
Yeah, I know, but that's for 20 different.
Whoops. We just lost her. Yeah. Oops. Sequoia, if you're there still. If you don't want to take them, if you're just adamant you don't want to do it, I know you already did it before, then when he gets to this module and he's checking you off, we'll just check you off. You just won't, it just won't show that it's checked off on this page, but we'll do the back end as if. So don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So okay. You could either just go do them and, you know, be done with it, or when he gets to doing, like moving people over, he's working on a different one right now. But when we get to moving people over that completed it and marking them, I'll just have him mark you that you completed all the pieces in between. You know, I don't even know. I'm just going to do this. Let's see. Digestion. Here we go. Okay. How do I get? Okay. Core content, digestion. Oh, I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong module. Digestion. There we go. All right. So if I just, are you talking the individual tests like on these specific pages? Like say I just go to small intestine.
Yeah, because I've already done the main exam, you know, the ones that we had before.
Yeah, and that main exam did not cover all of these extra modules that we added.
But those 11 to whatever,
mm-hmm.
are they specifically for CMDS?
Mm-mm.
No, they're all part of digestion.
They're all part of digestion, yeah. Yeah. The original digestion module we created was shorter, and then I just added all these extra pieces.
Right.
So if you were to do this, like, there's only 4 questions here. So if you were to check off all of these, right? Mm-hmm. Just do it myself. It won't let you check that until you complete the quiz.
Right.
But these are, so we set these so that these don't count towards certification, but we want people, you can take them as many times as you want, but we want you to keep taking it till you get 100 to move on. Because otherwise that means you don't really understand the content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so there's the content review quiz. So is that's different from the exam?
Yeah. Yeah, these are just so that people don't get hit with this big exam. You know, kind of like you have midterms or you have quizzes when you're going to school. Is to help people to have a short thing so they go, okay, I got the main points of this module. Certainly not comprehensive.
Right, so some of them were 70-something questions, right?
No. Yeah. This is 4 questions.
No. In the other method.
Oh, yeah. The long, big one was like 70 questions.
And that's why I was like, whoa, that means you've got to click on every single one and then do the questions and then click on the next one. Like, that's, you know, that's... already done them, so I'm like, I'm gonna do that all again.
What it will happen is this will never show completed here, but when he gets there, we can just have him mark you off since you passed the final.
Right.
Okay. It'll just never show. You'll just never get the satisfaction of seeing this here because there's no way we can make that happen unless right. you finish the quiz.
Yeah, which means going through 20 times. 5 questions or whatever, 100 yeah. questions. So that part where it says exam thing, is that referring to the review quiz?
Okay, so the review quiz is that for each module, and then at the end it says exam.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that you already took.
Yes.
But you didn't take the full one, but that's okay because you were grandfathered in because, let's see, this one's a lot of questions. This is the final 100 questions, 103 questions.
So, yeah, I know there's a lot.
And I only got an 81. Woohoo. I go take them to see if they mark them properly to make sure that they're...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go into that right now. Some of them were needed correcting. No, I don't mean my correction. I mean the other, they were written wrong. But I think that's all being changed now.
Yeah, well, Jan's in charge of it now. We had somebody in charge of it earlier who was, let's just say, less than critical. I don't know.
Didn't have the answers, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's great then. I just was a little confused about this new changeover, how that works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is it? Is advanced testing mastery part of CMDS?
Yeah, it was a bonus for CMDS. Bonus, see it?
Right, so it's, right, okay. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good then.
Yep, and that's basically a preview of some of the stuff that was, it's just, I was given as a bonus and it's a module that I'd created for the digestive pieces of organic acids and then some digestive like stool testing stuff. And we gave it to people as a bonus. Okay. You'll be getting it as a, you'll be getting it in the digestion testing module, which will be opening up soon.
Okay.
It's almost ready. I gave you a glimpse of it over here, but yeah. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Who else? Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi.
Happy birthday, Mary Lynn.
Oh, thank you. And I am
just kind of wanting to check in with you about where, about my progress. I'm doing a pathogen balancing program starting in about January, and I wanted to tell you what I've been doing, and I've got a few little and just to get your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. So according to the oat test that I did in November, I have a lot of Clostridia and yeast and high oxalates. Those are like the three biggie. And you do have a copy of that. It's not a very readable one, and I can send another one. At some point I will. And so I started in January, and I had sort of so-so results. I'm still having bloating and gas. At that time I was anxiety, mood swings. And then I got constipated again. I was like, after having that, much better. And so I am now taking Claire's Interphage Plus or biofilm.
Right.
Biocidin. That's my balancing program. And then, like I said, I wasn't getting great results. So 2 weeks ago I narrowed down my diet, and I took the oxalate list diet and the food map list diet, and I put them together somewhat to make a list of foods that I could eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly FODMAPs, because the oxalate lists are even more conflicting and confusing to me than the FODMAP list. So it's like ridiculous. So it's mostly like the green and yellow columns.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 20 foods I'm eating. I've been doing that about 10 days.
Yeah.
I've made a little bit of progress.
Good.
That my bloat seems, what I'm calling it is, it's less pressure there in my belly.
Okay.
And so I'm also, but I'm getting kind of weak at times. I made my meals smaller portions. And I found in order to get this less pressure feeling, I had to cook everything, and I had to blend almost everything. I mean, mm-hmm. I really cook it, not how I used to cook, just a minimal cooking, but right. I had to really cook it. And so, that helps. That seems to help. That's how I got here.
Good.
I have less anxiety, I still have some gas, and I had a poop today that was a celebration on my own. It seemed to be better. So, the other thing that, I was doing was I was taking some melatonin a little bit at night to sleep, and I thought maybe that was contributing to the constipation. So I have switched. Just yesterday, I'm backing off the melatonin, and I've added some 5-HTP.
Okay. Because
in the oat test, I'm not only high on dopamine, but I could be really low in serotonin.
Right.
HIAA.
Yeah, the HIAA rep. Yep.
And there was another one that low. So I was a little leery about doing it, but I tried it yesterday. So I had a pretty good day today.
Good.
And the other thing that I kind of messed up on was my B12. You were suggesting I get the
adenosyl and hydroxy.
Yeah, that one of the B12. And, cause I'm not a good methylator.
Yeah, and those are two different ones, by the way. Adenosyl and hydroxy are two different ones.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't find the adenosyl by itself.
Really? Seeking Health has it.
It was in a capsule, I think, only.
Metabolics, I think, has it. They're in England, but their shipping isn't too bad.
Okay, I'll look there. Okay.
I was looking under Emerson.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It is hard to find that in liquid. And I think, now that I think back, I think the only place I found it was Metabolics.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll look there. But I did get the liquid B12, the combination. So,
the combination of hydroxyadenosyl or?
50-50. Yes.
Oh, okay. That would be fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I was just asking that you got them separately just so you could test to see, but yeah, you're unlikely to trigger anything.
Okay.
So yeah, 50-50 should be fine. Just go slowly. Just start with like one drop, two drops, three drops, build it up.
Okay. All right. All right. So I can do that because I wrote really, when I backed off the form that I had before, which was in a capsule, it was adrenal hydroxy in a capsule. And so it was hard to titrate. So I think I went too high, got anxious, backed it off, but it's hard to titrate. So now I'm tired. I'm more tired than, I mean, I'm really having to drag myself around and I could be right. It could be because.
It could be, but you're less anxious. So that's good. So then the method. So
somewhere in between is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. That's why I like liquids. That's why for anything you could possibly get liquids, especially with your sensitive clients, get liquids.
So I did that with the 5-HTP and the melatonin to see if that can help my mood, help my motility, and then working on the B12 and other things to work on motility, ginger, doing enemas when I...
Trafala.
Trafala. I was using Trafala last fall, and that was how I was getting good progress. And then it just quit working, and I had to go up to like a half a teaspoon or more to get any kind of results at all.
So the thing about it is your body gets used to certain things and then it doesn't respond to it. So it's really good to do rotations, whether it's 5 days off, 2 days off, 5 days on, 2 days off, 3 weeks on, a week off, whatever rotation seems to work. That way it prevents your body from getting used to it.
Well, that must have been what I did. Okay.
And if you were to, make sure that if you rotate the Trafala and on the days you're not doing it, you do something like Modal Pro, or have you tried that one, Modal Pro from Pure Encapsulations?
No, I haven't.
It's it has a little 5-HTP in it.
Okay.
But it's basically to stimulate the migrating motor complex in your gut.
Good. That's I think my issue, because I mean, I'm doing the enemas, I'm cleaning out the colon, but I'm not addressing
with small.
I got to get something.
Got to get something moving. That, and then the 4 or 5 hours between meals, if you can do that without getting too skinny, that helps a lot. The vagus nerve stimulation stuff. Sing, gargle,
gargling.
I don't like that.
And I don't do that very much. It's sort of on my list, but it's hard to remember, But yeah, I know.
Yeah, all those things stimulate, the vagus nerve stimulation things. Yeah. Coffee enemas.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good part of my program that helps me feel better.
Yeah, I would imagine. But you want to get it moving. So the coffee enemas do more. A plain enema will just clear out your colon, but the coffee enema has that reflex back and stimulates the vagus nerve.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems to me, would you agree? It seems to me that the main things I need to work on are my motility.
Yep.
And secondly, I'm assuming that my gut's really pretty irritated because if I eat vegetables that are, even blended and cooked a little bit, it feels like I can't eat it. I can only eat a little bit, like a quarter of a cup, and then I just can't put any more down my throat. It's just,
You said if you do it blended or if you don't do it blended?
Even if it is blended, I have to really cook it and blend it.
Cook it and blend it, yeah.
Really soft.
Yes. Yeah, so do it that way. Just do it that way and give yourself a whole month of that.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so because of that, my belly must be really irritated and inflamed and really burning.
Well, you know, when you go to mostly cooked and blended like that, there isn't all that cellulose to
pass
through, right?
Right, that's...
Yeah. So the Trifala can help, the Modopro can help. Trying to think of something that could help push things through without all the cellulose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was thinking chia, but I don't know that chia. How does chia sit with you?
Not too good.
No, I didn't think so because it's a higher FODMAP.
Yeah.
And oxalate. So both.
I used to be able to do it, but I can't anymore.
No. Because any of those things like that are high FODMAP. So it's, you know, so you're not doing well with the soluble fiber, you're not doing well with the insoluble fiber.
Yeah.
So. Do you ever try something like smooth move tea? I know it's strong, but the senna can be strong, but at least get it moving out. But if the problem isn't so much that if the IC, how about an ileocecal valve massage?
I do muscle checking and I've been checking my ileocecal valve regularly and it's not showing any, you know, no responses. It doesn't hurt.
And it doesn't hurt. Okay.
It doesn't hurt. So I, you know, that really made me feel better. I was really glad to feel that.
Yeah. And what about the Mayan massage to just get things moving through? Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't know.
We posted it in the ERC program. Lynn has some documents, but I think if you just do, I'm going to go online and see. Mayan massage, it's like really phenomenal. And you do it after eating.
And your belly?
Yeah, your belly massage. Let's see. Maya at our Guru Technique. Here we go. I'll give you a link to it. Let's see. Copy about courses testimonial. I don't know if this is just an advertisement for the course, though. I'll give you this link. You can look at it, but then I would ask Lynn if she can give you those files because someone shared them with us and we posted them on one of the Facebook groups. So she can certainly post it. But let me give you the link in here, chat. We've had some tremendous results in our consumer programs with people doing that.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And then given that, you might be able to actually find the documents that have the actual description of how to do it, the diagrams. But yeah, that could be amazing. And I would do that to stimulate your movement. Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm doing the biohealth test for hormones and cortisol shortly.
Is that the one you got from Shine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I upgraded it. I'm doing one. I gave that one away. And I'm bringing it to get a little more information.
Okay.
To see how my, my estrogen and my other hormones are acting.
I'm just wondering if you wanted to. I'm doing the Dutch instead of that.
Yeah.
Did you already pay for it?
I haven't paid for it, but the kit is sitting in my doctor's office. Mm.
Yeah, because the Dutch test might be a better choice to give you all the metabolites of the estrogens and progesterone.
Okay.
And it also gives you the cortisol.
Okay.
Not too similar. I think it's like 300, 250.
The price is about the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One last thing. The Florida retreat. Where are you in? I wanted to be on the list. I just wanted to make sure I was. And I emailed Lynn, but I didn't hear, and I didn't know where you were in the process.
Not too late to get on it. We did the preliminary so that we can confirm it. That as of Monday, Lynn and Laura were supposed to be confirming how many houses we needed to know how many houses we needed.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. And I wanted to go back there, but I also wanted to be in a house rather than hotels for lots of reasons, right? We can make our own meals. We have, it's cheaper to do it that way. It's across the street from the beach, but it's probably closer to the beach than most of those rooms in that hotel were, just because you just cross the street. Anyway, and plus we could just have a lot of fun with it. Just hanging out all in a house and not having to everybody go back to their own, you go back to your own rooms, but it's all, has the common area where you can just hang out, not have to deal with people smoking by the pool, those sorts of things.
Our own space.
Our own space. So yeah, good. I'm glad. And we'll send out an official okay commitment thing.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Until next time.
Till next time. Anybody else? We good? All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Janet, hi, Janet.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who else was that? Who was that?
I've got Janet Books.
Yeah, it was Janet. Oh.
That's me. It's probably the ocean roaring.
Oh, wow. Wow, Janet. That's cool. And you're in Oregon?
Yes, I am on the beach today. Sunny, no wind, and 55. It's one of those amazing West Coast winter days.
Wow. That is
amazing. I could hardly sit in here and not be on the beach.
Wow, good for you. Oh, wow. Well, enjoy your whole adventure. It sounds amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll meet up soon.
We will. Cool. All right. Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you later.